For more on this, Simon Marks joins us now live from Washington, D.C. Simon, news a lot of people in the U.S. have been waiting for, and given the possibility that the vaccines by both Pfizer and Moderna could soon be approved by Christmas, can you tell us about the timeline we're looking at, and also how is distribution going to take place?
Well, it very much looks, Teresa, as though the final approval for these two separate vaccines will be given in the middle of December. There may well be a week or so separating Pfizer, which is expected to secure approval first from Moderna. And that relates to the gap between the announcements by those two companies that they were seeking emergency authorization use from the Food and Drug Administration. President Trump on Twitter a few hours ago urged the FDA to move as quickly as possible, and there's every reason for him to do that, given the latest news from California, where Gavin Newsom, the governor, announced within the last few hours that by Christmas Eve, 112% capacity for intensive care unit beds across the state will have been reached. That means there won't be a single ICU bed available anywhere in California by Christmas Eve. There are to be meetings of an immunizations committee at the Centers for Disease Control later this week to begin figuring out the order in which various communities secure access to these vaccines. They will, of course, go first of all to frontline health workers and first responders. That's never been in doubt. But there is a dispute growing here about who comes next. There are some minority communities, African Americans, who are saying that they should be in the front of the queue, given the extent to which their communities are disproportionately impacted by COVID-19. But also, of course, with this being such a fluid situation as the pandemic here continues to spiral upwards, states like California will now be making the case that they should be in pole position to secure access to these vaccines. So lots of discussions about the order in which people will be able to get hold of them. But no question that the government says it's on track to distribute vaccine to 10 million Americans by the end of this year.
Simon, everybody's scrambling for that vaccine after the economic devastation. And speaking of which, we'll get to you on that story in terms of Biden's latest picks there, you know, to steer the U.S. economy. So stay there. We'll be back shortly with you.